This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi today asserted that Tamil Nadu was ready for a change of government. He said the DMK regime had failed to deliver development and was marked by corruption, crime and dynastic politics. Addressing a public meeting at Madurandhakam, Mr. Modi said the DMK government could be described as CMC, corruption, mafia and crime, and claimed it had ignored the welfare of youth, farmers and women, besides failing to respect Tamil cultural values.
NDA family ke hamare senior leaders ek saath, ek hi sankalp ke saath yahan jute hain. Aur wo sankalp hai, hame Tamil Nadu ko DMK sarkar se mukti dilani hai. Hame Tamil Nadu ko ek viksit, surakshit aur corruption free state banana hai. DMK सरकार के एग्जिट का काउंटडाउन शुरू हो चुका है.
Mr. Modi said the NDA government has allocated 11 lakh crore rupees to Tamil Nadu over the past 11 years for development, including a sevenfold rise in rail projects, 50,000 Kisan credit cards, 6 crore mudra loans and direct benefit transfers, and earmarked 3 lakh crore rupees for MSMEs. The meeting was also addressed by AIA DMK General Secretary and leader of the opposition Edappadi K. Palaniswamy and former Union Minister Anbumani Ramadas. Earlier, Prime Minister launched various developmental projects and flagged off new train services in Thiruvananthapuram, Kerala. He launched the PM Swavnidhi credit card and disbursed PM Swavnidhi loans to 1 lakh beneficiaries. Mr. Modi also flagged off 4 new train services, including 3 Amrit Bharat Express trains. Addressing a gathering in Thiruvananthapuram, the Prime Minister said the NDA government is investing heavily in connectivity, science and innovation, and healthcare. He said the entire nation is working cohesively towards the aim of a Viksit Bharat, and cities have a big role to play in it. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will distribute more than 61,000 appointment letters to the newly appointed youth in various government departments and organizations at the 18th Rozgar Mela tomorrow via video conferencing. The 18th Rozgar Mela will be organized at 45 locations across the country. The newly recruited candidates will be joining various ministries and departments, including the Ministry of Home Affairs, Health and Family Welfare, Department of Financial Services, Department of Higher Education, among others. In Chhattisgarh, 9 Maoists surrendered in Dhamtari district today. The surrendered Maoists include 7 women cadres. They were carrying a total reward of 47 lakh rupees. The Maoists surrendered before the IGP Raipur Range, Amresh Mishra, and SP Dhamtari District, Surat Singh Parihar. They also handed over several weapons, including 2 INSAS rifles, 2 SLRs, a carbine and a gun, besides other arms. According to the police, the Maoists were active in the Sitanadi area of the state, as well as in Nagri, Manipur and Gobra regions. The encounter between security forces and Naxalite insurgents in Jharkhand Saranda Forest continued for the second consecutive day today. One woman Naxalite was killed in the exchange of fire this morning. With this, the total number of Naxalites killed in the last 2 days has risen to 16. SP Chaibasa Amit Renu confirmed the encounter and said that security has been intensified in the area. Search operation is underway across the entire region. Textiles Minister Giriraj Singh said the textile sector has seen a tremendous growth in the last decade, from 8.4 lakh crore rupees in 2014 to around 16 lakh crore rupees today. Inaugurating the 74th India International Garment Fair, IIGF 2026 in New Delhi today, Mr. Singh said the domestic market is also increased from 6 to 13 lakh crore rupees in 2025, while the country's exports have also witnessed over 25% rise post-pandemic. After a prolonged dry spell, the western disturbance has triggered widespread rainfall and heavy snowfall in Jammu and Kashmir, Ladakh, Himachal Pradesh and Uttarakhand. Met Department has said an intense system is currently influencing the western Himalayan region and adjoining areas. And that is the end of this news bulletin.